Book 5, Chapter 4, How Our People Served the Moabites 18 years, and were then delivered from slavery by one Ehud, who retained the dominion 80 years. When Othniel was dead, the affairs of the Israelites fell again into disorder. And while they neither paid to God the honor due to him, nor were obedient to the laws, their afflictions increased, till Eglon, king of the Moabites, did so greatly despise them on account of the disorders of their political government, that he made war upon them, and overcame them in several battles, and made the most courageous to submit, and entirely subdued their army, and ordered them to pay him tribute. When he had built him a royal palace at Jericho, he omitted no method whereby he might distress them, and indeed he reduced them to poverty for 18 years. But when God had once taken pity of the Israelites on account of their afflictions, and was moved to compassion by their supplications put up to him, he freed them from the hard usage they had met with under the Moabites. This liberty he procured for them in the following manner. There was a young man of the tribe of Benjamin, whose name was Ehud, the son of Gera, a man of very great courage in bold undertakings, and a very strong body, fit for hard labor, but best skilled in using his left hand, in which was his whole strength, and he also dwelled at Jericho. Now this man became familiar with Eglon, and that by means of presents, with which he obtained his favor, and insinuated himself into his good opinion, whereby he was also beloved of those that were about the king. Now when on a time he was bringing presents to the king, and had two servants with him, he put a dagger on his right thigh secretly, and went in to him. It was then summertime, and the middle of the day, when the guards were not strictly on their watch, both because of the heat, and because they had gone to dinner. So the young man, when he had offered his presents to the king, who then resided in a small parlor that stood conveniently to avoid the heat, fell into discourse with him. For they were now alone, the king having bid his servants that attended him to go their ways, because he had a mind to talk with Ehud. He was now sitting on his throne, and fear seized upon Ehud lest he should miss his stroke, and not give him a deadly wound. So he raised himself up, and said he had a dream to impart to him by the command of God, upon which the king leaped up out of his throne for joy of the dream. So Ehud smote him to the heart, and leaving his dagger in his body, he went out and shut the door after him. Now the king's servants were very still, as supposing that the king had composed himself to sleep. Hereupon Ehud informed the people of Jericho privately of what he had done, and exhorted them to recover their liberty, who heard him gladly and went to their arms, and sent messengers over the country, that should sound trumpets of ram's horns. For it was our custom to call the people together by them. Now the attendants of Eglon were ignorant of what misfortune had befallen him for a great while. But, towards the evening, fearing some uncommon accident had happened, they entered into his parlor, and when they found him dead, they were in great disorder, and knew not what to do. And before the guards could be got together, the multitude of the Israelites came upon them, so that some of them were slain immediately, and some were put to flight, and ran away toward the country of Moab, in order to save themselves. Their number was above 10,000. The Israelites seized upon the ford of Jordan, and pursued them, and slew them, and many of them they killed at the ford, nor did one of them escape out of their hands. And by this means it was that the Hebrews freed themselves from slavery under the Moabites. Ehud also was on this account dignified with the government over all the multitude, and died after he had held the government 80 years. He was a man worthy of commendation, even besides what he deserved for the aforementioned act of his. After him Shamgat, the son of Anath, was elected their governor, but died in the first year of his government.